Back in 2012, just days before the general election, Republican Pat Tiberi was in his home district, firing up the crowd for a visit from presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
So let's go, guys. Let's give him a big Ohio welcome.
Tiberi has been popular, winning re-election every 2 years by double-digit margins in a district that his opponents say was heavily gerrymandered to give him the advantage. He's a member of the Ways and Means Committee and chairs the Joint Economic Committee, key panels dealing with health care and tax policy. The executive director of the Ohio Republican Party, Rob Sekar, says Tiberi is well-known at home and in the nation's capital.
Congressman Tiberi was a senior member for us in the congressional delegation, and we will that will be a loss for us. But I imagine there will be a lot of candidates who look to fill that position. And, you know, the Ohio Republican Party is a strong district for us, so we anticipate we'll be able to replace him with another strong conservative member.
Sekar believes Tiberi's seat could be empty for a couple of months while candidates who are interested will participate in a primary. Then, once that person is elected in the spring, they'll have to be elected in the general election next year. Governor John Kasich, who Tiberi replaced in Congress in 2000, says he thinks there will be others who are interested in this position.
I can tell you they'll be lined up from here to the state line for people to replace him.
Kasich is definitely not among those who are interested in Tiberi's seat. But that list reportedly includes several state lawmakers, such as Senators Kevin Bacon, Jay Hottinger, and Chris Jordan, Representative Rick Carfagna, and Franklin County Auditor Clarence Mingo, who just dropped out of next year's race for state treasurer. A longtime Delaware County Republican leader, Steve Cuckler, says whoever gets the spot needs to represent that county well, since it comprises one-third of Tiberi's district.
I think it's important whoever is running that they have Delaware ties and or are from Delaware. I think that's going to be a very critical component in addition to the other requirements, right? They're going to have to be conservative. They're going to have some ballot experience, ballot tested, and then also, you know, an ability to raise money in a quick amount of time.
Conservative Delaware County Republican Representative Andy Brenner won't run for Tiberi's seat, but he's also hoping a strong conservative who backs President Trump will take Tiberi's place.
They need to follow solid Republican conservative credentials. And given the makeup of the district, which is more conservative now than it has been, I would say that's what they need to represent.
The head of the Ohio Democratic Party disagrees on that point. David Pepper says the 12th district isn't as conservative as it often is made out to be. He says Democrats have been making inroads there and says Tiberi's departure is an opportunity for them.
It'll take a very good combination of a strong candidate, real resources, but most importantly, the most important ingredient that I think partly led to this decision has been the constituents of this district in particular have been more outspoken and more out on the street demanding better of their congressmen than really any in the state. The voters, the activists have literally had missing signs posted all over this district.
Pepper says Democratic constituents have been trying to no avail to get access to Tiberi for months now to talk about health care and other issues. Pepper thinks accessibility will be a big issue in the next election. Tiberi will resign at the end of January to begin serving as the new Ohio Business Roundtable president and CEO. The current leader of that group makes more than $692,000 in pay and compensation, but the amount of Tiberi's package has not yet been disclosed. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.